Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
I think here's a little test for you this morning. More than three in five people don't know which famous faces are on British banknotes. I mean, frankly, who cares? It doesn't really matter, does it? But it's, no. You know what I mean? I thought, oh, it's actually interesting. I was thinking, I've no idea. And to be honest, I mean, I was never interested. I hated history at school. It was my worst subject. History and physics were my two worst subjects. So I have no idea who Elizabeth Fry is. Do you know? She's on the back of the £5 note. She's
Does she make chocolate?
I thought she made the mints. I thought, you know, those little mints that you get. What are they? Because I can't think. What is that? It's obviously not Elizabeth Fry. You know those. You know those little round milk mints in the gold foil.
Yeah.
Is that Elizabeth Fry? Well, anyway, it's not the one that's on the back of the banknote. I don't think she's the one. She was a prison reformist. That's what she's famous for, Elizabeth Fry. But one in five people thought it was Florence Nightingale on the back of a £5 note. It's not.
Didn't it used to be?
Hang on. Oh, I've lost the list now. I did have a list up before. I don't know. Anyway, the purpose of this survey is that actually they want the Bank of England to be more in touch with what we think. They want other people to be on the back of the banknotes. So people Tom Jones, for example. You got Tom Jones. No, Anton Deck got 7% of the vote.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? Ollie Mert, my daughter and me go for the Ollie Mert's banknotes and things like that. But do you know who's on the rest of the banknotes?
Charles Dickens used to be on.
He's not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, no, I
don't, because I normally pay things by card these days, so I very rarely use cash.
Well, the £10 note is Charles Darwin.
Oh, yeah.
The £20 note is a guy called Adam Smith.
Yeah.
You know Adam, don't you?
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Father of economics, apparently.
Yes.
And
I knew that.
When was the last time you had a £50 note?
I have had one before.
Have you? I don't think I've ever had a £50
note. Yeah, I couldn't tell you who was on the back of it then.
Yeah. Matthew Bolton and James West are on the back of it. You know them.
Matthew Bolton, yeah.
Top blokes. They are.
Good old Matt and Adam.
I mean, they were crucial. They were a partnership which developed and marketed steam engines. So obviously key to this country's economic growth.
Exactly, industrial revolution and all
that. Nobody knows who they are now, is it? It's like a history lesson this morning, this show.
No one knows who Tom Jones is in 50 years' time. In fact, he'd probably still be alive, so that's probably wrong.
Cryogenics keeping him going. Beautiful. What a thought. It's apparently Name Your Car Day today. Not enough of us name our cars, apparently. Only 4 in 10 people.
Only 4 in 10 people? That's too many for me.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
The top names for your cars, for girls, Pippa, Lily and Ruby. Has anybody got a car? They call a car Ruby. Nobody would do that. No. And certainly, I don't know any bloke, and we're going to take your challenge in a minute, but I don't think there'll be any bloke that'll interact in this morning. no fella names their car Harry, Jack or Charlie. It just doesn't happen, does it? And I think if you're a bloke, you would give your car a girl name anyway, wouldn't you? You wouldn't give it a bloke's name.
I'm not sure if I would. I never really thought about it, but I don't think I'd give it a...
But you were saying embarrassingly, you do know people that have names.
Yeah, a couple of my friends have called their Land Rover Nelly.
Land Rover?
Yeah.
It's just a Peugeot, and
they're quite affectionate. They have fond affection to it.
So here's the challenge then this morning. Do you have a name for your car? If you do, want to know where you are so that people in the traffic near you can appreciate your vehicle and the love that you have for it. Hello, Laura. It's literally just tweeted a moment ago, so we'll do you first. It's just popped up. Penelope Polo. She's got a polo called Penelope. Roberto in Hindley was the first bloke through to admit it. He's got a Nissan Note called Vivian. Morning to you, Roberto. Morning to Vivian. Mark was quick on the heels as well. I imported a massive Toyota 4x4 from Japan a few years ago. My mates christened it The Beast. Also, hello to Julie. She's tweeted us a picture of a Beetle. She's got two. Millie, who's the yellow Beetle. In fact, three. You've had three Minis over the years. Yeah, you've got Millie the yellow one, Bella the red one, and current one is Beetle Penny, who's white. Penny the white Beetle. That's commitment. Hello to Lauren, who's tweeted as well. My car is an 04 Black Vauxhall Corsa. I've called it Cornelius. Where did that come from, Lauren? Hello. She's very proud of it, though. So hello to Cornelius, the Black Vauxhall Corsa. All these cars floating around the area this morning. Fantastic.
Morning, Chris.
Gavin, you'll be there supporting Wigan Warriors in a moment, hopefully, if you win these tickets, won't you? Who do you fancy in the final, Gavin?
Well, I can't look past Wigan, really, being a Wigan fan.
No, but who are you going to play, though? Who are you going to play? Who would you like?
It's an hard one to call. Depends which Leeds turns up tonight.
No, but who would you really like? Who do you want to play? Do you want to play Leeds because you know you'll beat them, or Saints because it'll be really tough? What do you reckon?
Fairbacks Joe from the fluke the other week and from last year.
Okay. Right, you're on your way to work. We want to know, you haven't named your car. We're doing this thing this morning. It's Name Your Car Day today. You're driving, what car are you driving, Gavin?
Black Vauxhall Astra.
But you haven't got a name for it. We need to come up with a name for Gavin's Black Vauxhall Astra this morning. You need like a name like Derek or Eric or something like that. So names that are kind of dying out. That's what we'll find a name for your car, Gavin. Don't worry about that. All right. And hopefully you're going to win some tickets to the grand final here, courtesy of Trojan Workwear, the official workwear partner of England Rugby League. Our final little lyric of the week from Beech Hill Primary School sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Kesa, and this is my lyric. I'm so in love with you, I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason, you know you're making me work so hard.
OK, Gavin, what's the song? Who sings it?
It's Erasure, with a little respect. I'm so in
love with you. Well spotted, Gavin, well done. So you got yourself a pair of tickets, courtesy of Trojan Workwear. You're going to be off to the grand final next week to watch your boys, Wigan Warriors, against, well, you're hoping St Helens. We'll wait and see.
Yes, superb.
OK, anyone you want to say hi to while you're on this morning, Gavin?
I'll say hello to my wife if she's listening.
Yes.
Nicola on her way to work, and anybody who recognises me.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we forgot to mention, of course, you took Nicola out for a meal last night, and you rushed back to watch the game, is that right?
We certainly did, yeah.
I just love the other thought. Is Nicola a Wigan fan as well, or was she a bit miffed that you had to rush back?
Yeah, Nick was a Wigan fan as well.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right, then. I go to, because there's nothing worse than when you go get called out to a meal and you're trying to watch a film. You're watching the game either on your phone or whatever these days. You can't escape from it.
Oh.
Right. Have a great day, Gavin. Thanks for coming on the show and enjoy the game next week, buddy. Thanks. Roberto was on before. His car was called Vivian. He's been back on. The wife's Catherine. Hello, Catherine. Her micro is called Petunia. We name them with the letters at the beginning of the number plate. Thank you, Roberto, for that. Lauren was made up because we mentioned her car Cornelius on the radio, so Cornelius is famous this morning. Michelle's called the show this morning as well.
When I first started out with my first car, we called him Bertha. Then I progressed to a red convertible and she was Bertha Baby. But I've ended up back with the Vauxhall now. And she called Bertha.
So you got back to Bertha, can't you think of anything else? Crikey, yes.
No, because when you go back...
Where did Bertha come from? I don't understand it.
Oh, it's when I'm struggling going up an hill, we used to always say, go on, Bertha.
Well, obviously. So I said, Betsy is another popular one. Where do these names come from?